This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ansari Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala azwaji Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala zurriyati Sayyidina Muhammad wa sallim tasliman kathira.
استوى استقيم ولا الصلاة يرحمكم الله صلاة العيد إن شاء الله تعالى
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a protocol for the when exiting out. So the brothers are requested to leave through the emergency exit door right in front of you, right toward the Qibla. Okay? So because you have your shoe bags with you, so all brothers will be exiting out from the main hall to the front exit doors. The brothers at the MPH will be exiting out from the MPH exit door, and the sisters will be exiting out through the normal exit for the sister exit side, inshallah. جزاكم الله خير.
استووا استقيموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله. Make sure on the جزاكم الله خير. If you could help us out, brothers, inshallah, that if you can move to the right side as much as you can, inshallah. So any empty space should be on the left side, inshallah ta'ala. صلاة العيد, inshallah, is going to be 2 rak'ah, in which the Imam recites out loud like Jum'ah. At the first takbir, inshallah, we add 7 more takbirat. And the second rak'ah, inshallah ta'ala, we add 5 extra takbirat, inshallah, azza wa jal. Let us know when you're ready in the back.
People are in the hall.
Ready?
In the hall.
Okay, bismillah. Istaqimu ala salat, irhamkumullah. Inshallah, after the salah, there is a short khutbah, inshallah, azza wa jal. It's not mandatory, but if you decide to leave, we ask you to leave quietly, inshallah ta'ala, so everybody can hear, inshallah, the khutbah, barakallahu feekum. Bismillah. Allahu Akbar. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى Allahu Akbar. Samia Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. 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 Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آلية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم ما بعد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we're grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give us the opportunity once again to witness and live through the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the month of Ramadan from us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to write for us the full reward for the month of Ramadan, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our fasting, our qiyam, our dua, our adhkar, our recitation of the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it heavy for us on the scale, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Ramadan as a blessing for the ummah, for the world. A Ramadan, a month through which we witness a lot of khairat, a lot of beautiful seasons of khair. We witness a lot of charity, a lot of compassion, a lot of ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A month like no other month of the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to witness these beautiful days of this month of Ramadan. And for that experience, we are so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say alhamdulillah ya rabbil alameen. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, in this month of Ramadan, we've witnessed many, many people come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the purpose of worship. What a blessing from Allah azza wa jal that we remember him, alhamdulillah, day and night. And we come and we meet with people we haven't seen in our lives before. And we become, alhamdulillah, one family as brothers and sisters in faith, fadlahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. This year we've seen people coming from international destination to come and witness the month of Ramadan with us, just for the purpose of being with us for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. What a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, we're grateful to Allah azza wa jal for this opportunity. Brothers and sisters, we've seen, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, multiple khatmas of the Quran in different masajid, different communities. People hopping from one masjid to the other one to witness the completion of the Quran. What a great opportunity to be there when you witness, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, another full recitation of the Quran as a testimony that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. We have revealed this dhikr and this recitation for you. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. Allah promised that He will preserve it. And such a way, subhanAllah, you witness that with your own eyes every single year in this month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we've witnessed in the month of Ramadan a lot of compassion, a lot of family coming together, or whether it's for iftar, or just coming together to the masjid, to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that sight in itself is a beautiful thing to see how, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in this month and in our lives, so we come together as families and as friends. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, this month of Ramadan, our Muslim family has grown even bigger and bigger. bonding with other families and other people together for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and for that we are very grateful to Allah azza wa jal. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Brothers and sisters, subhanallah, the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan was a very special season. Every single year we wait for those beautiful times. Many, many people towards the end of this month of Ramadan coming and saying, we should not stop these sessions. We should not stop talking about, you know, the heart softeners. We need that throughout the year, and I agree. We need that throughout the year. However, now it's your personal duty to continue that on your own. It is our opportunity, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, to get together as community to encourage each other. When we see, mashallah, at 1 a.m., the whole masjid is full. When you have, mashallah, people waiting outside just so they can be part of this beautiful gathering, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, why can't we continue with this khair, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan in our own households, in our own homes? Why can't we wake up at 1 a.m. and do worship and ibadah and reading something from the Quran or from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to soften our hearts, because indeed we need this in our lives. We've seen the value of it in this month of Ramadan, and would never stop after the month of Ramadan. Make sure, my dear brothers and sisters, that you continue with this ibadah. Continue with it. You don't have to do it in the masjid. You could do it still at home, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and with your own families, bidnillahi azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah. For the last 10 nights, we have listened to recitation from different qaris, from different places. And that in itself is another testimony how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving this deen through the learning of the Quran by these young brothers, alhamdulillah rabbi, who are leading us in our salawat. And for this, we are very grateful to Allah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. My dear brothers and sisters, now that we come to the completion of the month of Ramadan, and as we celebrate the Eid, I want to give you the good news from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who says in the hadith, qala lissa'imi farhatan. For those who fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for them two moments of joy, two moments of happiness. You're going to be happy and joyful in these two moments. قال للصائم فرحتان فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه. One moment of joy and happiness when you break your fast, as we get together, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, for the celebration of the Eid. You see, mashallah, the color for community and the color for clothing and the tradition and the culture and the kids as well too, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We're joyful in this moment. We're going to continue to make it joyful, insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal. But then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. A moment of joy that will be when you meet your Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah, Azza wa Jal, make that moment a joyful moment to all of us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, there is nothing, wallahi, nothing more than standing before your Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your Lord is pleased with you and happy with you. Fasting in the month of Ramadan is one of those opportunities that brings us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the purpose of fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you will become more conscious of your Lord. You become more righteous and pious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us piety, ya Rabbil Alameen, and grant us the righteousness of the heart, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, of the good news from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Hadith Sahl ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna fil jannati baban, inna lil jannati baban. Jannah has one special gate. Out of all the gates of al-Jannah, the eight gates of al-Jannah, there's one special gate, qal, yuqalu lahu al-Rayyan. It's called al-Rayyan, the gate of al-Rayyan. The literal translation of Rayyan is the thirst quencher. Basically, it's the one that quenches your thirst. When you drink and no longer feel thirst after that. So basically, it is for those who've been thirsty through their time and their life in the dunya. The Prophet ﷺ says, قال, يدخل منه الصائمون يوم القيامة. Those who constantly fasted in the dunya will be granted that special VIP entrance to this place. They enter only from that gate, only special for them. قال, لا يدخل أحد منه غيرهم. No one else enter from that gate but them. Those who always fast in their life, يُقَالُ أَيْنَ الصَّائِمُونَ. There will be ushers at the door, calling the people, where are they? Those who spend their days fasting in Ramadan, fasting after Ramadan, fasting in their life in this dunya, where are they? They call on them, special ushers calling for the fasting ones. فَيَقُومُونَ. So they will be recognized, and they be called to come in through these gates. قَالَ فَإِذَا دَخَلُوا. Then when they come in, and no one else will be coming through these gates, فَإِذَا دَخَلُوا أُغْلِقَ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ, when they're all getting through that door, will be closed. Other doors will be shared by other people. But this is a very special door. Those who would like to be called among them, then you're going to have to make an extra effort, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because fasting is one of the very precious ibadat, very precious acts of worship. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith, "Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu illa as-sawm." Everything the son of Adam does, it's for themselves. Except as-sawm, fasting, they do it exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the meaning of that, there is always an opportunity and a chance for showing off in almost every act of worship. Almost. But when it comes to fasting, it's very private. It's very private. You probably go through the whole day and no one knows that you're fasting. Therefore, when you do it and sincerely, it must be dedication for the God of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet says, and I shall reward them for that. So therefore, those who would like to be counted among those who will enter from this gate, you're going to have to make an extra effort. And alhamdulillah, of the blessings of continued fasting, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us another gift after Ramadan. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال من صام رمضان واتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and then follows that with 6 days of Shawwal, which starts, this is basically the month of Shawwal just started today. He goes, whoever fasts Ramadan, follow that with 6 days of Shawwal, كان كصيام الدهر, it will count as if they have been fasting for their lifetime. And the meaning of that, you get the reward for fasting 30 days in Ramadan, 20 days in Ramadan, that's almost 300 days. And then you fast 6 extra, that's counting the whole year as if you're reward for the whole year. And if you do that every single year, as if you've been fasting your lifetime. So make sure to make some time for this. It's easier to fast when everybody else is fasting with you. But it gets harder when you try to do it on your own. And that's why it's much more rewarding. So make sure to count the 6 days of Shawwal throughout this month, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. You don't have to do them back to back. You can do it as Mondays and Thursdays or any other days of the month, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. As long as you count 6 days of Shawwal, may Allah accept from all of you, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the people of Al-Jannah, He says, قَالْ وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. For those who truly fear their station before the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have two jannas. In these jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, their action, قَالْ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat and drink, enjoy, indulge in eating and drinking, and this is your reward for what you've gone through in al-yam al-khali, in your days in dunya. So for the few days that we endure a little bit of hardship, such as thirst and hunger, non-necessary starvation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you eternity. Eternity that we in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the people of al-Firdaws al-A'la, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ولله الحمد. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan was indeed celebration of its own kind. And this Eid is another one, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make sure that you reach out to your family. Reach out to your parents, reach out to your siblings, to your children, to your siblings. Reach out to your in-laws. Reach out to your friends and your neighbors, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make sure that you greet them with the greetings of the Eid. Make it a day of celebration. Make this a moment for all of us to reconcile, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with love and mercy for one another, ya Rabbil Alameen. Even if they're not around, make sure that you reach out to them over the phone, inshallah, azza wa jal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you salatul rahim, ya Rabbil Alameen. Children, your kids, you need to make sure that, inshallah, they've also been taken care of in this special day of this month, of this Eid. For the kids, this is your chance as well, too, inshallah ta'ala, to connect with your family and with your parents and be with them. It is still also an act of worship, ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them among those who will be coolness of the eyes and the hearts for us in this dunya and in the akhirah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahil hamd. Brothers and sisters, just take this day off, inshallah ta'ala, and enjoy your time with your families. Today is Jum'ah. Still, it's a day of ibadah as well. And in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Sunan Abi Dawood, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba when he prayed Eid on Friday, he says, "Istama'a fi yawmikum hadha 'idan, two Eids has come to you in this one day. And he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَمَنْ صَلَّى صَلَاتَنَا هَذِهِ. If you attended Salat al-Eid, he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you're exempt from coming for Jum'ah. But then he said, قَلْ وَإِنَّا مُجَمِّعُونَ. However, we're still going to pray Salat al-Jum'ah. So those who would like to attend Salat al-Jum'ah, may Allah accept from Ya Rabbil Alameen and for that extra reward. But for those who would like to continue to celebrate and be with their families, you're exempt from Jum'ah as long as you play Salat al-Dhuhr on time, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah accept from all of you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna siyamana. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وتقبل منا قيامنا وتقبل منا دعاءنا وتقبل منا صدقاتنا تقبل منا تلاوة القرآن اللهم تقبل منا عباداتنا وتقبل منا صالح أعمالنا اللهم ثقل بها موازيننا وأعلي درجاتنا اللهم اكتبنا في عليين واحشرنا مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تقبل الله منا ومنكم كل عام وأنتم بخير may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from you and we ask Allah to give us more days of Ramadan and Eid ya Rabbil Alameen السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته